Novos.
The Novos. Feel
good Friday.
Good morning, everyone. I have to press the right button there, but I have now. How's everyone feeling this morning? Up and about?
I'm good. I was going to ask Jess if she needed a coffee. Perhaps you need one too.
Yeah, that's it.
You know what? Fret not, though, team. No more alarms for the week.
Yes.
Up and about. I feel like, well, a sleep-in's good for everyone, you know. Everyone enjoys a sleep-in. It's only those now, in the present now, you know, on the way to work or maybe you're at work already, who really understand the value
100%.
Of that sleep-in,
so
you know.
True.
It's like, yeah, okay, you get to sleep in till 9 o'clock instead of 7:30. Wow, tough yakka for you. For the rest of us battling early, it actually is a genuine, genuine treat.
Yeah.
So excited.
So true, so true. What did you guys get up to yesterday, Kath? What was what did Thursday have for you after the show?
Very serious Fortnite session.
Oh, okay.
It's a big game update. I'm going to talk about it later. Big game update coming up tonight. So, you know, had to get in, finish all the challenges, you know, really soak up the end of the season.
Nerd alert. That's all I'll say.
Hey, hold on. Settle. I had a big video game session as well, actually.
I'll say it again. Nerd alert.
yesterday's late night shopping, of course, Thursday night. So Siobhan was working retail, which we had the whole night to just play FIFA.
Video games.
Come on. Up and about.
Good.
What about yourself, Grevo?
Here's this. You know that Let's Talk Food gossip group on Facebook,
yeah,
right?
You're part of this yet, Kath?
Have you joined? Oh, you got to join,
I'm
right?
I'm telling you now.
Every new restaurant opening, they're there, right? And they're a little bit of gossip around Paolo's Pasta over at Islington. I was like, oh, of course I've got to try that. It's a new place. Anyway, it's like this, just a window you go up to and you get your pasta from that. There's no seating, nothing. It's just on Islington Park. And it's handmade pasta. The sauces are on another level, but a little bit expensive for takeaway only. That's my hot tip.
Okay.
One of them was like $30 or something. Yeah, you don't even get to sit down and clink your knife on a plate.
It's not fast food, is it?
No, but it was delicious because it's all handmade and everything. So, hot tip. Try it if you like it and, you know, want a proper treat is all I'll say.
How are you, Jess?
I mean, I'm fine.
Yeah.
That didn't sound convincing at all.
It's Friday. I'm going to go and get a coffee and we'll be fine.
Okay.
Everything will be fine.
Well, okay. Let's get it.
Let's do that. Jess is off for a coffee. New
Bye.
FM.
The Novos. New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
And it's a particularly feel-good Friday for me because I'm looking forward to an entire weekend of Fortnite.
This is the video game, yeah?
This is a video game. You can switch off for a minute.
No, I'm listening. I want to learn.
You want an education?
Exactly.
All right. So there's a really big update coming to Fortnite tonight. Downtime is 6 p.m. as per usual. The game will probably be down, I reckon, for about 4 to 5 hours, but it may be one of those ones where it doesn't come back until Saturday morning. Because what they're doing is they're going back to the OG map, the original map that Fortnite had in 2018. Now, if you're a hardcore Fortnite fan, right, this is huge.
Well, yeah, I used to play back in, like, 2018. I've fallen off. So I'm excited for this as well.
You're going to come back on for the weekends?
I think, like, nostalgia, I might. I've got some questions for you.
All right.
Do we know? The big question on my lips is, because I say I used to play, the better term for it is I used to participate really, really bad. So all the bots, like myself, a classic haunt. Is Lonely Lodge. Is Lonely Lodge coming back?
Lonely Lodge is coming back as well as Pheasant Park and Lazy Links and Risky Reels and Greasy Grove and Salty Springs and, wait for it, Tilted Towers is back.
Wow, that is chaos.
I know. And even better, the original loot is back. So the Scar, the Tac, the original Pump Shotty, all of those guns that actually, you know, people like rather than the crap ones that they currently give us. So it's a really big deal. The socials are absolutely on fire with people talking about it. And the big thing that people are talking about is will there be no builds or not? So
what's no builds?
Relatively recently, they brought out a version of the game where you can't build. So the big difference between Fortnite and, say, Apex or those other things is that you can control... you know, your height or your ability to defend yourself by building. So you can build metal and wood.
So if someone shoots at you, Crevo, you instantly put up a bit of a wall to protect yourself.
Yeah.
That's really fast.
You can build a ramp and go up, you know, kind of to get some height and all that kind of stuff, which makes it very different. But for young kids in particular or people who just weren't that fast on the old fingers, it was very, very difficult to compete. Right?
So, like, it was hard to build something between the time a bullet had been shot and it reached you.
Nah, there's just nerds out there that build so quick.
Yeah. Right.
And there's a big difference between the guys who play on consoles, like PlayStation and Xbox, and the guys who play on computers. So the guys who play on computer, because they have so many more keys, they can, you know, code in the keys so that, you know, they hit, like, one button and it builds and edits and does all kinds of things.
Yeah, that's what you'd go for.
And they can mash multiple buttons at the same time, where you can't do that on a console. Well, so there's always been this disparity between the guys that play on keyboard and mouse and the guys that play on on console. And I'm taking this really seriously, and Kreeber keeps laughing at me. But it's Fortnite, man.
Well,
this is my thing.
I know it is your thing. I'm trying to understand and get my head around it all while we're doing this live on the air.
Yes. So not that long ago, they brought out a version that was no builds or zero builds, right? Which means there's no builds, and it's mostly kids that play that version of the game. They don't know if with the OG map, where you really can't play without builds.
Right, so will they bring
really,
it back?
It's really, really hard, whether or not in this extra season, whether or not there's going to be builds or not, or they're going to make everybody go back to builds, which will be interesting to see. But the really interesting thing is that it's not a new season, because everybody thought this would be the new season, this would be season 5. It's not. It's season 4, chapter OG, which is in and itself weird. It's like this extra bridging season of about a month between season 4 and 5. So we're basically going into this Twilight Zone for a month, playing on the old map, and then we'll go back to something new.
Wow. There you go. The future
is
here.
Exciting.
All to play for.
All
but
to
if you
play
know
for.
Anybody that plays Fortnite, mate, don't talk to them all the time. They're busy.
There's a top tip from Kath as you're waking up with the Novos at UFM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, UFM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, a second man charged with murder at Head and Greta last year.
Yeah, so last year, a guy who was known by Donnie to locals, he was shot in an alleged home invasion that went totally wrong. His fiance was there, his kid was there. It was a horrible, horrible situation, and Strike Force detectives have been investigating ever since. Earlier this week, they arrested one guy and charged him for murder. Yesterday, they searched a home in Cessnock and arrested a second guy who was charged with murder yesterday afternoon, and he will face Cessnock Court today. Investigations are still ongoing, but really big breakthroughs in this case for the family, particularly this week.
Well, hopefully they can get some closure. Was this the one that happened at the front door, Jess?
It was like December last year, like just after Christmas.
Yeah, I think I do remember it.
It is such a small community out there as well.
Exactly.
Would have shaken everyone. They'd still be feeling that way, no doubt.
100%.
Hopefully they can get some, I guess, resolution to this whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. Closure would be nice for everyone.
Exactly.
All right, changing pace a little bit. We've got the first home game at McDonald Jones Stadium for the Jets this weekend. A bit of pressure on the teams?
Yes, and a doubleheader, which is awesome.
Let's go.
The Jets guys, they're taking on the Wanderers. Last weekend, they lost to Melbourne Victory. It was still a good game, 5-3. Nothing.
Good for the neutrals, not good for us.
Well, yeah. But the pressure will be on this weekend, as you said, first home game. So there's always that added excitement, though, being in front of a home crowd, I think adds a little bit of extra pump to the team. So the boys are playing at 3 and the ladies play Western Sydney at 5:45.
And hopefully they can break that record and get it back.
Yeah, they got to get like 12,000 or something like that in there to break the attendance
Come on,
record.
Newcastle.
Doable.
Newcastle can do this.
They can do it. We saw numbers like that comfortably for the Knights last year.
Yeah, on an average game, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, just get there. That's all I'm saying. It's not that hard. Get there. I'll be there. It's not that difficult.
Yeah, I mean, and don't forget as well, you'll get to see Steve in a stretcher bearer on the sideline.
Yes,
so
exactly.
If you need that added incentive.
I'll have my full uniform ready to go. I'll be looking spic. Looking pretty good.
That's it. If you need that added incentive to get out and, you know, help us break that record, there it is for you. That's the incentive. Anything.
Do we actually want to see Stephen on the field, though? Isn't stretcher bearer?
No, at the sideline is what I said.
On the sideline, he's pretty uniform.
Yeah, we want to see him in his uniform and not having to run out. So that's the ideal situation.
Agreed.
All right. There we go. He's waking up with the Novos. Of course, a full news update at 6 o'clock here in UFM.
And team, Christmas is right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a few key signs that, you know, you kind of see and you know you're getting close to Chrissy. Decorations are up in all the shops, like Westfield and all that.
Sure.
Mariah Carey started to be defrosted. Mm-hmm. She's getting back in the charts. And Gwyneth Paltrow's gift guide is officially out.
Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow, just as a refresher, she's on my top 10 enemies list.
Yeah, is this new news to you, Kath?
The Goop Guide.
Well, no, not the Goop Guide, but rather Crevo's hatred for it and therefore Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes.
Okay, so, this is a bit of fun for you then. Okay.
My issue is that she preys on the innocent who buy into her holistic health and healing, which I don't believe. And she charges too much for it as well. Like crazy prices.
Most of the ripoff merchants in the alt health world are, you know, just evil. Anyway, continue.
Yes, we're let's on talk the same about page. Christmas.
All right, there you go. Well, this is a united front against Gwyneth Paltrow. That I'm excited to tell you what's, you know, in this guide that the put fuel to the fire. So, for those that are unaware, basically, Gwyneth Paltrow every year with her wellness brand Goop, which you guys alluded to there, release a Chrissy catalogue. So, you can go back to your childhood days where you get your texter and you get your catalogue and you can circle your dream items for Christmas.
Lovely.
Now, in this Goop guide, it ranges from, like, board games all the way to private islands, private planes. It's like a big array of items.
Mm. Something for everyone.
Well, yeah. I mean, this year there actually is a section of items for under $100, which is new.
Whoa, that is new.
But I'll run through some of the stuff that's in this year's Goop guide, and we can talk about it as a team.
Okay.
Right. You can buy a backgammon set, right? You know, a lovely game for the family, sit that around, is. Play at Christmas.
Yeah, maybe have a little, you know, tea and Christmas cake, and there we go, playing.
Now, this gammon set, for, you know, brings the family together for an affordable price of $14,500 US.
Oh, jog on. Oh.
$5, mate.
I mean, and how could you actually enjoy that game knowing you could have bought a car for the same price?
That's outrageous. This is the sort of rip-off merchant stuff I'm talking about.
This is something that might get you guys back on side with Gwyneth Paltrow, though.
Okay.
Because she's gone reduce, reuse, recycle.
Right. Which, I do like that.
You know, it's the motto of the show. So now you can buy yourself a gold necklace that doubles up as a toy for the big kids. So you have entertainment on the go as well. So you can, I guess, satisfy your fashion needs and other needs at the same time.
Okay.
Wear it on your neck.
Hmm.
Outrageous. This is going to set you back over $5,000. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
I think I need to see a photo of what it is that you're talking about.
I can show you in a sec. I've got also on this
Google
list
one.
Mm-hmm. $800 leather racket case. Racket sold separately.
What?
So, this is not like your remote control car. You can't just, like, batteries not included. You can't sell $800 racket case without a racket.
Is that for a tennis racket?
Yeah.
$800 case?
Yeah.
Oh, the only one who's got a case is her, and it's a case of insanity. This is so expensive.
All right, well, I'll dive into this $100 section or less
please,
now. Because this is the more affordable section for the average everyday battler like you and I. You can get yourself a smart rope for $80, which counts how many jumps you've done in case you lose count on your way to, I don't know, how many jumps do people do? 20? 30? You can count that. That's outrageous. You can also buy yourself a $45 pack of straws, which is, you know, that's very exciting.
As in for drinking?
Yeah.
How many's in it?
I don't know, a pack of 20 or something like that, $45.
Oh, my God.
Or Gwyneth Paltrow is looking after Nova Castrians, which is nice. And this is something for you, I think, Kath. She's got, with the, you know, with the announcement of a new roller rink and East Maitland, you can get yourself some roller skates for $5,125. You'll be the most stylish person in the East Maitland roller rink.
What are you doing? Got me goop skates on. Lovely.
$5,000 for a pair of roller skates.
Yeah.
That's quite a lot, isn't it? I actually haven't bought roller skates. How much are they? Surely not that much.
Adult ones are a bit more expensive, but you can usually get kids' ones for like $20.
That sounds like a better price. Yeah. I'm saying Kat's price is better.
Yeah, more affordable than $5,000. But hey, at least she's looking after the overcastrines. Well, thank you,
Gwen. A pack of straws for $40. Outrageous.
1, 2, 3. On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, let's get it for your Feel Good Friday, family. If you're going, you know, we got to the end of the week.
Yes.
Like, oh, the weekend's up. I haven't got any plans. I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing. Fear not. We have got you sorted here at New FM with Doubles to Bitter and Twisted happening this weekend. Maitland Jail, you want to get there. All the craft brews, live music. Oh, it's going to be a weekend to remember. And if you want to be a part of it, 4967405, of course, is that magic number.
You can go for free. I mean, why pay for a ticket when you can win it here at New FM right now?
Exactly.
What are they? So, like, a double pass is like $140 or something like that.
$140 worth of tickets, yeah. And it is, look, if you've never heard about Bitter and Twisted before, I don't know what rock you've been under, but it is a really good festival.
Yeah.
All of Maitland is incredibly excited about this one.
OG festival master over here, Kath knows all about it. Yeah, this is the one you want to get to.
The most exciting bit as well is, if you use a bit of bloke maths, you save $140 on tickets, which is $140 you can then spend on beers there.
Jeez, that's smart. See, I didn't even think of that.
It's just freed up a world of possibilities.
Yeah.
This is what you want to do. You want to call the station now on 4967405. You've got to play Three of a Kind. So what we do is we give you three words or items. Mm. You've just got to figure out what links those three words. So you two in studio, can you please do me the honour of playing a bit of an example game?
Okay, listen up. If you've never heard the game, here's how it works.
All right, if I were to say to you guys, apple, orange, tropical. Kath was quickest there.
Flavours of juice.
Flavours of juice is correct. Well done. Oh. Kath would have been off the Bitter and Twisted. That easy.
So if you heard that and went, I knew those were flavours of juice, now's the time to call and win yourself some free tickets.
Exactly. All right, now let's meet our first contestant today. We head to Cessnock. Morning, Maren. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well. Are you excited to go to Bitter and Twisted?
I am, yes.
Yeah? Now, have you been practising Three of a Kind in the car? Do you know what you're up against today?
Yeah, I've been playing most mornings, so we'll see how we go.
Okay, well, I'm glad you've been practicing because I guess we've got to meet Maren's opponent, right? Well, I've got some news for you, Maren. Feel Good Friday. No opponent. You're going. You've got the tickets. Congratulations.
Wow, that was easy.
That was the easiest win you've ever had in your life.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Easier than the lotto. You didn't have to buy a ticket and you're off to Bitter and Twisted. Happy Feel Good Friday, Maren.
We have on the phone a very special guest today. It's Acting Opposition Leader Susan Lee. How are you?
I'm really well. It's great to be in the Hunter, one of my favourite parts of the country.
And what are you doing here?
Well, I'm visiting one of BHP's mines right now, so I'll be putting on the obligatory high-vis, hard hat and work boots.
Quite a lot.
Yeah, marching around the slag heaps and having a look at one of the industries that makes this region so important and so worthwhile.
Do you actually own that high-vis and hard hat? Like, you take your own everywhere so your size ready, or do they just give it to you at every site and every bridge opening you're at?
Oh, I have to be honest, I sent my shoe size ahead and my shoe size is pretty big. Hopefully they'll have it. but look, I actually used to take my own high-vis when I was Environment Minister because I went to so many places to look at, well, look at trees, look at koalas, look at mines, look at the natural world, and it was fabulous. So that's one of the really good things about getting out of the office and out of the city and coming out to parts of the world like this where you really touch base with people who have the best values and they care a lot about what they do.
So what is there like a purpose behind this visit, or is it literally just touching base with those in the mines?
We want to reassure people who work in the mines that their jobs are valuable, that we value what they do and that we care about their future, and that everyone who represents them should be listening to them because part of being a good politician is consulting, listening, caring.
And we love our minds too. But we've got to ask some questions here about how this acting opposition leader thing works. Did you, like, put Peter Dutton in a closet or something?
Well, he's overseas, so he's out of the country. And, look, I'm a bit like the substitute teacher.
Lovely.
I get to be the good guy. you know, I give everyone what they want. I hand out nice things. Everyone can have time off. I take lots of phone calls. but, of course, if it's recess or lunch, no hat, no play.
Oh, okay. Oh,
of course.
Standard rules, exactly.
Do you get to rewrite the Liberal Party platform while he's out of town, or maybe not go that far?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Watch this space. Maybe by the end of the week, there'll be something interesting out there.
No, you're probably not doing too much anyway, just kicking about, so why not?
Yeah, well, Peter might be coming back to no job, you know. Cause right now, if you give everyone their leave and gain support and a bit of a mutiny, they could take over.
Stephen's just a mastermind over here.
Don't entice me with the idea of a female Liberal leader, mate. I'll get too excited.
Look, it's a bit like one of your immortals, Joey Johns, who had time out, maybe origin, maybe injury. Danny Badaris had to step up. He did a good job, but he was always pleased when the skipper came back on the field.
Okay. You have done your research. Yeah,
Quick, get that little anecdote in.
I thought, you know...
Hey, and I come from AFL country, remember that?
I thought when you said, oh, one of my favourite parts of the world, I was like, you know what, you say that to every part of the world, but you've done your research.
You proved us wrong. Well done.
All right, Susan, you enjoy hanging out in mine today.
I will. And thanks so much for having me on the program.
No worries. Talk to you soon.
Take it easy.
Bye.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
It is a feel-good Friday, but we've got to feel a little bit down because there's a Hunter Valley institution that is no more.
Oh, no. Okay.
We'll tell you more soon.
Get details on that in a minute. I've got something that might make you feel a bit better, though, Kath. Because I'm sitting in studio with probably two of the biggest burger lovers in Newcastle and the Hunter, right? You both love a burger.
Definitely.
Now, earlier this week, the AHA Awards came out, Australian Hotel Association for New South Wales. This is where they look at all, like, the hospitality venues, and they rank, you know, who's the best pub and all that kind of stuff. And Newcastle's very own has picked up an award. Mm. For the second year in a row, the Prince Beef Burger was crowned best burger in New South Wales.
Get out.
Absolutely. Well, second year in a row. So this is Prince of Merriweather.
Sure,
of course.
For
those who, yeah, might not be aware. One of my old local haunts. Mm. So in the Prince Beef Burger, you can get Wagyu patty, bacon, grilled onion, pickles, lettuce, tomato, Rascal Burger sauce served with fries. And like I said, for the second year in a row, it has taken out the top award in in all of New South Wales. Sorry.
Wow. That
I
is...
have to go and sample.
Yeah, that's a must, isn't it?
Now, you're a tough critic for burgers.
I am. I'm an incredibly tough burger master because I make my own burgers and I wanted to open my own burger shop. Probably still will. It's still on the bucket list.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm a pretty tough critic. You have to make a really good burger to impress me.
Well, if you're ever in town, I know it's like a bit of a trek from Maitland.
It is a bit of a trek from Maitland, but I will make it for that kind of a burger.
Well, if you are ever in town, you happen to be in town for something else, an event on the way home or whatever, mm-hmm. stop by the Prince, get their beef burger, back-to-back winners, AHA Award.
2 years in a row is something that is to be aspired to, isn't it? Extraordinary stuff. Thanks for bringing that breaking news on a feel-good Friday as well as you wake up with the Novos New FM. And up next, I have a warning for Novocastrians, a warning if you are doing some online shopping, something you need to be really careful about over the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
That's next, though.
Sad news this week. The Cessnock Advertiser, which has been a free weekly newspaper delivered to the people of Cessnock for over 60 years, will no longer be printed.
Oh, that is sad, isn't it? So we're
awful.
Creep, I can't be serious when you do the music thing.
Well, it's sad music for a sad situation.
Have they printed their last issue? What's going on?
So they printed their last issue this week.
Okay.
So most people would have got it either yesterday or Wednesday. And it's got this big thing on the front that, you know, we're sorry and see ya. But basically ACM is the company that owns most of the newspapers in regional New South Wales, to be honest, including the Newcastle Herald, went, we can't afford to print this one anymore and bailed. And of course they blamed the government because the government didn't advertise as much anymore and blah 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 blah. But essentially this company bought a lot of the old Rural Press newspapers.
Right, okay.
You know, kind of, and closed a lot of them down during COVID, and a lot of them didn't come back to print. Those that did, they've been pulling back and back and back. So most of the communities in regional New South Wales have gone to either losing their paper or they've maybe got one edition a week, and Cessnock is just the latest one, basically, to lose their paper.
So this is a bit of a trend, is it?
Yeah.
An unfortunate one.
That's sad, yeah.
But what's happening is there's a lot of websites that are jumping up in their place, right, because people need local news.
Sure.
Where it gets really hard, and Jess, you might want to weigh in on this, is that older people struggle a bit with internet news, right, and they really like their paper, just like they like listening to their radio, because that's what they've been doing.
And also, if you just have some random person with a website, there's no, like, cross-checking if that's good journalism, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a bit variable. So full disclosure, I do run one of those websites up in the New England, which we did specifically because ACM, exactly the same company, went to a format where they had basically one journo covering the entire region, and you'd have maybe one local news story on the front cover, and then the rest of it was just syndicated content, and very rarely about anything in the New England. A lot of it was out of Canberra. So, you know, the quality is really quite variable. And, you know, we see it even with the sites that we have here. You know, you have reasonably good ones like the Newcastle Weekly, and then you have, you know, other ones that are not so good. Right, Jess?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And full disclosure, I also write for a company who runs a paper in the Hunter Valley that's not owned by ACM or anything like that. It's owned privately. But it is so sad. Like, things like the Cessnock Advertiser, as you said, Kath, it's one of many in regional New South Wales and here in the Hunter over the last several years that have unfortunately had to stop printing. And there are so many locals who do rely on it, as you said. Like, you know, it was that free paper that there are local stories in those papers that also just don't get run otherwise. Like, you know, they get missed. You know, there's all the classifieds and things like that too, and funeral notices.
Yeah, like funeral notices are one of the things that absolutely just disappears.
Yeah, exactly.
Same with classifieds, right? It all goes into Gumtree land or a Facebook marketplace. And if you're, you know, a 75-year-old person who isn't that really internet savvy, and you, you know...
Mark Cravo.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to buy something internet. Or you want to sell something, it's, you know, it's some, it can be very challenging.
Yeah, my mum's got no hope.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Question for you, Kath. Is all that, like, printing gear and that up for sale? Like, could you swoop in there and buy it?
No. So the Cessnock Advertiser would have been printed wherever the Newcastle Herald is printed, right?
Right.
It's not that they're losing machinery.
Right.
They're just printing less stuff.
Okay, interesting.
Like, even some of the independent papers, like I was talking to the Coonabarabran Times the other day that's currently for sale, and they get printed at ACM. You know, like, it's actually really important that ACM keep their printing presses, because even the independent papers rely on ACM, who are the only guys who have printing presses left outside of Sydney.
Interesting.
So it's, it's a really kind of sad thing. It's really, really important too, because the other thing that happens is that communities start to break down when they don't know what's going on.
Well, you know what? If you're a young budding journalist and you're out in Cessnock area, here's a perfect chance.
Opportunity.
Whack up a website.
There you go. There's a hole in the market. There's a space there for you to kind of really wriggle in and make a name for yourself.
Yep.
And there, you never know. We might be onto bigger and better things. It is really sad, but you've just got to hope that someone steps in and continues to provide the local news that the people of Cessnock deserve. That's what you've got to hope, don't you?
Yeah. And, of course, we'll keep telling them what we can from here.
Yeah, we will.
That too. Love that. Thanks for that, Kath. And, yeah, hopefully, like you said, someone grabs the opportunity now. It's a feel-good Friday, and normally we only feel good stories, right?
Yeah, up and about.
This is a bit of a warning, though, so your feel-good Friday doesn't turn into a feel-bad Friday.
Okay.
This is an alert about porch pirates. Now, if you're thinking, what's a porch pirate? That's somebody who comes along very naughty and steals packages off your porch or your, you know, front veranda or whatever.
Right, yeah.
Now, the reason I bring this up is over the last couple of weeks, I've been noticing in all of my Facebook gossip groups around the area, this is becoming a bit of a problem. So, two reports in Waratah in the last couple of weeks. So, if you're from the Big Tar, be careful because they're they're on the loose there. And another one in, you know, God's country, Mayfield as well, which is very disappointing. I can only assume they've scuttled over from Waratah to nick it, is my theory. But
no one in Mayfield would.
Oh, no, because God's country, that's right. But this is, and especially coming up to Christmas, a lot of people are doing their online shopping trying to get in early, right, and get their stuff early because there's, of course, the Australia Post deadline that comes in. But I was looking into it, and 21% of people around Newcastle and the Hunter have had a package stolen at some point in the last year. 21%.
Really? One in five?
Roughly.
Wow.
In Australia, over 4 million packages have been stolen in the last year. That blows my mind.
Who's liable when a package is stolen? Is it the posties? Is it the sender?
There's a lot of buck passing that goes on, right? Because Australia Post, they often do this thing now where they take a picture of it on your porch or where they've left it, right? So that's their proof they've dropped it off. So they're like
Uber.
My hands are clean.
Hands are clean, exactly, right? Then you've also got the situation where you often will tick, I agree to have it left somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's like sort of onto you. They're hoping it's onto you. Sometimes there's insurance as well. It depends who you've bought it via, that sort of stuff. So the answer is it's not clear at all.
My postie's very good though.
Yeah, what do they do?
He hides it.
Oh, I love that.
He doesn't leave it at the mailbox and he doesn't leave it on the front step. He hides it.
Does he hide it from you as well though?
Yeah, no, I can't find it either. And what he does is he puts the card in the mailbox and he says where he's left it.
Oh,
so
that's good.
You know, I've tucked it behind the fence or I've, you know, put it behind the bins or, you know, I've put it in the tree or whatever he's done.
That's so good. That's awesome.
He's such a good postie. He's an amazingly good postie.
See, now that's what you need. And look, as good as you have a postie, that's the thing though. Criminals, they're often very devious. Mm. And the average price of the packages being stolen, last year it was $129. So it's not just your little $4 thing off Wish either. They're getting the good stuff.
Yeah.
I'd still rather risk my package being stolen, though, than them leaving that little note and I have to go into the post office and collect it. What a hassle that is.
The best kind of halfway point, if you are worried about your parcels being stolen, is to get one of those parcel locker things where you can go and get it 24/7.
How does that even work?
You tell them in advance that you want to get it from a parcel locker.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you which parcel locker it is and they give you a code and you just go down to the locker, punch in the code, open the locker, get the thing.
That's actually really good. Mm. Do that this Christmas because no one wants to lose their stuff. That is way too frustrating. You work, like Novocastrians work too hard for their stuff. Please use the parcel lockers this Chrissy.
UFM. The Novos. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast. The Novos.
It is a feel-good Friday and some really good kind of news for your feel-good Friday for a net-zero family like ours.
Yes, come on.
Newcastle School Strike for Climate is back.
Oh,
and
nice.
And they are having a party tonight to celebrate. It's happening at La Paz House in Hamilton from 5:30 tonight. It is a good thing to get along to for the kiddies. There's a couple of bands on and some homemade lemonade, literally.
Oh. How good's
not
that?
The euphemistic lemonade.
Actual lemonade. Yeah.
Just kind of clarifying for you there, Stephen. tickets are only $5 for under 18s. Good thing to get along to for the kids.
Fantastic.
So when have they actually done the strike or is that still to come? I'm a bit
usually
out of the
comes
loop.
Up kind of towards the end of the year.
Oh, okay. So they're getting ready. Then the planning phase, which is exciting. So they have a little party, get together, think
have
about what they're going to do.
Have a couple of lemonades. Yeah.
Think about what they're going to do. And then they strike later in the year.
Perfect.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. Hey, up next. Next, Kath, I think we as a community owe you a bit of a thank you because something that Crevo and I are coining a Catholution is in motion. I'll give you all the details next right here on UFM.
Coming up next, you guys might just think, oh, Crevo, he just talks on the radio. He's got no other skills, no other talents.
Yappity, blah, blah coming
all that.
From you.
Yeah, and there is a bit of that. But from you guys, I've been hiding. I've actually got some secret hidden talents.
Here we go.
Which I will reveal up next for a bit of fun for your Feel Good Friday.
Talkity, talkity, blah, blah.
That's exactly what I'm hearing from Kramer right now. We move on, though, because I feel like, Kath, we need to thank you as a collective. I said it before, but this is something that Crevo and I are coining a Kath-illusion.
Which I'm excited about.
We are. So some people might remember that it might have been a week and a half ago or a couple of weeks ago, you got on your soap about Click Frenzy and the spam surrounding that. Yep. So I was unaware, but Click Frenzy is like our equivalent of Black Friday sales, right? So all the companies, they get on, they give you some great online deals. And to promote that, you were getting, your inbox was flooded, inundated with heaps and heaps of spam emails.
Yep.
Now, Crevo and I both, I guess, naturally suggested to you, why don't you stop this problem at the source and why don't you just unsubscribe from said companies?
Mm-hmm.
To which you replied,
I have.
Yep. For some of them, I'm sure I have. We're like, that's no good. That can't be legal.
That's what I thought.
Anyway, we had a bit of a discussion about it on air and we kind of left it with no solution. But a couple hours later, might not even have been a full hour later, Uber was fined over $400,000 for sending over 2 million emails on one day to people who had already unsubscribed, just like you suggested.
Yep, and we talked about that on the radio the next day, and you were astonished that it happened. And I'm like, yeah, see?
Well, that's
it's
it.
Real.
I was like, people are listening, and some change is, you know, starting to actually happen.
Yeah.
Not only in the Hunter, but Australia-wide, because another big company is now in the spotlight for all the wrong reasons. Kmart has been fined $1.3 million
Whoa.
For sending more than 200,000 marketing emails to people who, just like Uber, already unsubscribed.
Wow.
So this is a problem that I hadn't even thought about.
Yeah.
You've brought to light, Kath, and now we're getting all these kind of, the companies are being held accountable for the, you know, this naughty, naughty behaviour.
I don't think I had anything to do with it, but okay.
I think you did. You shone the spotlight on it. Click, on goes the flashlight, and suddenly the cops, they've listened.
The cockroaches are scurrying away.
Yeah, that's right. They're all scuttling off, like when you turn on the fluoros in a kitchen, you know. They all scuttle under.
When you told me you were talking about a Catholution, I thought you were talking about people getting on board with parking wherever they like.
No, well, I mean, that's a whole other break.
That's another Catholution for another day.
No, but what I'm going to hope. But I'm praying that that doesn't become the next Catholution, because that's anarchy to me. And if people start nicking my spot, there's going to be all kinds of words. Anyway,
back to your topic.
Yeah, what I do want to say, though, is a thank you from us to you for, I guess, inciting this change. Because the regulators said businesses have paid now more than $12.5 million in spam and telemarketing penalties over the last 18 months. Well, you know what? I feel like a big part of that is you bringing them to the spotlight.
Okay.
Sure. That's me giving a round of applause.
Whatever makes you happy, Stephen, it's all good. The Feel Good Friday.
The Catholician's here.
All right, don't take my thank you then. You can fall on deaf ears.
I'll take it if you want. Thank you,
Creeper.
You're welcome. Now, you guys know I'm a bit of a chit-chat on the microphone. That's like my main thing that I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Come in here, that's my job, right?
Talkity-talkity.
Exactly.
Blah, blah as well, I think is what you do a lot of.
Behind the scenes, though, and I've never revealed this to you, but I feel like it's a safe space. You know, we're all family here, Kath, Stephen. I feel like I can finally reveal to you, I actually have some hidden talents.
Right, okay.
I've never told you guys before, but I feel safe enough to do that, so I'm going to reveal them here.
Okay, right. Well, what's an example of a hidden talent, you reckon you
I'll
have.
Give you a few today, like just maybe three, right? First one is, if I talk to somebody on the phone, right, and I've experienced this a lot, and this is why I know it's a thing, like especially customers or something might call up, or even listeners that have called up and then come into the station, say, pick up their prize or whatever. So when it's a guy, I can always tell if they've got a moustache or not.
No, you cannot.
The reason, at first I thought this was a fluke, right? The first few dozen times, right?
What do you mean? What, you're listening on the phone, you went, sounds like a moustache.
Exactly, right? First few times I thought it was a fluke, and then it all came to a head a few weeks ago. I was chatting to my mate who lives on the other side of the country, and I said, have you grown a moustache?
No, he's like, you didn't.
He's like, yeah, how'd you know? And I just said, I think I just know. I think I just know deep down in my soul.
So how do you deal in Movember? Because, half of everybody will be growing a mo. How can you tell?
It's chaos. It's chaos. That's all I can say. It's absolute chaos.
So do you think the moustache hairs vibrate a bit like a harmonica? With like when the vocals come out? Is there a bit of a tell?
Funny you say that, right? Because I am quite musical, so I think there's something in it. It actually must change like the vocal sound of it. There's a, like a hum to it or something. Like more, less like harmonica, I thought more like kazoo.
Right, okay. Now,
kazoo is like just a little bit of paper in there. I think it's something to do with that.
All right.
That's hidden talent number one.
God, you talk some rubbish. Yeah. I hope it goes up from here. It can't go down, I don't think.
Now, the second one I did mention slightly behind the scenes yesterday when you guys were pressing me. What are hidden talents, right? And that is I have like a magnetic connection with fish.
Yeah, okay.
In fact, I'm calling it a fish whisperer situation.
Right.
Right, okay. Dr. Harry, but with
fish. Are we talking goldfish? Are we talking sharks? Are we
all sorts of fish, right? Here's evidence piece number one, because I see you're looking a little bit skeptical there, Kath.
A little bit?
A little bit skeptical.
Really?
Piece of evidence number one. Whenever I go, like, Anzac Walk, that sort of thing like that,
mm-hmm.
right, and you're looking down over the ocean, looking out over there, everyone sees whales, whatever. That's standard, right? For me, I look down... I reckon 8 out of 10 times I see a big school of fish swimming along. This evidence piece number one.
In the ocean. No
fish
way.
No, but they can't, but they're coming close to me though. That's no mistake. Like that's no accident.
Okay.
Evidence piece number two. Whenever I go into like pet shop boys down Steel River, that sort of stuff. Whenever I walk past all the tanks, the fish come over to me. I've never met these fish before. They'll be other side of the tank, full other side of the tank, and they swim straight over, and I swear they're looking at me. Eyes are locked on me. It's extraordinary.
Real-life Aquaman. That is a hidden talent.
That's a pretty amazing. Piece of evidence number three, right? I have been fishing 3 times in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Caught 21 fish in total.
Okay.
That's a pretty good strike rate.
That's more than a pretty good strike rate. That is fish whisperer. I am the fish whisperer. It's unbelievable.
Did you catch and release or actually catch?
Mostly catch and release.
Okay.
I did eat one once. I've regretted it ever since. Right?
But that's maybe what gave you your powers. Like, instead of being bitten by, like, a radioactive spider, maybe you had a nibble of, like, a radioactive fish.
I don't know all science. Maybe that is true.
All right.
Piece of... hidden talent number three. Whenever I cook pasta, I instantly know that it's ready. I don't even have... I never throw it at the wall. I never taste it. Right? I don't even look at it. I put the pasta on, right? No time and nothing. I just put... When I know instantly in my heart that it's done, I just tip it straight in the strainer.
You don't even try it first.
Don't need to, because I already know it's done.
That is anarchy. You're living your life dangerously.
It's not if you get it perfect every time, and I like it al dente. That's it. Hidden talents. Who knew?
Well, I've got a newfound appreciation for you, Creevo. You're right. I thought you were here. All you could do was press the buttons and talk. Turns out now that fish kind of have an affection to you. Who would have known?
Is here.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel good Friday.
Oh, and it seems like Mushroom Gate is continuing. Now, this is it really captured Australia, this story.
The world alike as well.
Yeah, I think because it was just so unusual.
It's kind of like the making for a movie.
It feels like that. It really does.
It feels like a real crime kind of doco unfolding before our eyes.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's almost like the Lindy Chamberlain case, right? You're expecting, like, this woman might get convicted, but, you know, then, you know, there'll be another case and another case and another case, and then she'll be finally vindicated in, like, 40 years.
Is that the Dingo Stole My Baby case? Yeah, you're right. It does have a very similar feel to that.
Yeah, so yesterday, obviously, Erin Patterson was taken to the police station.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like, I don't know, everyone is watching every move of everyone involved in this.
Yeah.
And I don't know, for some reason, like I said, I've been captivated by this.
Well, the news headlines are saying this morning, been charged with 3 counts of murder.
Mm.
So the police have taken her in and charged her. Obviously, then they have to go through the legal proceedings after that, and it's a whole big, you know, debacle.
Yeah, so they charged her and then they turned around and said, oh, this is just the next step in our investigation.
Which is kind of like, she's a suspect, yeah.
I'm like, this is like so crazy weird. If you don't have, you know, enough to charge her with, then it's not really like the next step of the investigation.
That's
the
right.
Investigation should be finished.
I think they're being a bit cagey with what they know, then is what my suspicion is.
Early this morning then, Daily Mail's leaked more texts as well.
Wow, I'm going to have to read them.
Definitely worth doing a little Google and a little read, but I feel like there's going to be some major updates coming up, you know, in this Mushroom Gate situation. Australia's captured. I'm included.
I'm watching. I'm waiting. I'm excited.
Coming up on your Feel Good Friday, we're going to let you have a vent about stupid, dumb speed limits where you just, you know, I like a speed limit to be logical. You know, you're going down a road, it feels like an 80K road, and then you see like a 60K sign. Like, what is that?
Blowing up. Yep.
Indeed. We'll be chatting more about that very soon here at New FM.
Guys, I've been in the greater Newcastle area now and mostly around Maitland for 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite a year, but I'm getting to the point where I've decided that all of the speed limits in the greater Newcastle area are completely illogical and dumb.
Isn't it frustrating when someone willy-nilly just decides things like speed limits or a parking spot, for example? No, anyway, sorry, I'll let you continue.
You and your fixation on my parking is really quite strange. Anyway, so where I live, there's an 80K road that becomes a 50K road that then goes a 60K road that then goes to a 50K road.
What a wind-up.
That is annoying.
On the New England Highway, heading down from East Maitland to Sandgate, you go through about four different, you go from 60 to 80 to 90, back to 80, back to 90, back to 80, and then you kind of pull up here and it's 60 again. It's a little bit confusing, but where it gets really confusing is when it's 90 if you're heading south and it's 80 if you're heading north.
For what reason? Same road.
Same road.
What's same lanes.
What's going on?
Yeah, it is madness, isn't it? Sometimes it feels as if these speed limits have been chosen with no thought.
I think that probably, what I think has kind of happened with my understanding of bureaucracy and how it works is that there's probably been somebody that was a bit more conservative at some point in time who's decided that it should only be an 80 or it should only be a 70. And the one that you know, a lot of people are blowing up about and, you know, is this one, Honeysuckle, that you were talking about.
Yeah, oh, Honeysuckle. Don't get me started on Honeysuckle. It is outrageous. 30 is painfully slow.
Yeah, you're driving 30. No, it's ridiculous. Like, people are walking past you. You go, I'm in the thing with a motor.
Yeah.
This shouldn't be happening. And like, your, what do you call it? Electric scooters. They're zipping past. It's outrageous.
I don't think anybody has an issue with school zones.
No.
Right?
No,
but
not
school
at all.
Zones are 40, so why is Honeysuckle 30?
30.
Yeah, well, the people at Honeysuckle are more important than our children. Is that what they're trying to say?
That's outrageous. There's a spot in East Maitland around kind of where the shops are at High Street where it suddenly goes to 40 and it's got this big sign saying high traffic zone, but there's like never anybody working there. And it's like, you're having a Lent. Thornton's got a lot of places like that too, doesn't it, Jess?
Yes.
Here we go.
Let it out, woman.
The main, like, government road through Thornton, why it's 50, I don't know. It should be 60 at least.
There's no concealed driveways, nothing.
It's frustrating. Like, I get the side, like, the streets that go off it, okay, they can be 50, I guess.
Mm.
And there's a school zone, so sure. But the main government road drag, come on. There's a set of traffic lights on it, for goodness sake.
Yeah, it's like Brunswick Street near me. Like, when you've got a really big kind of solid road, it's got very big shoulders on it, it's clearly built as a main road. Mm. Why is that 50?
Exactly.
Great question.
All right, well, while we're getting roads off our chest, the one that really winds me up is when I'm heading from the Charlestown Castle into town, I normally go via the Pacific Highway, which is 60 kilometres an hour. You can't call a road a highway if it's less than 80 kilometres an hour.
100%.
It's a main road. It's a highway. You can't be at 60 kilometres an hour. That is outrageous.
Fuming.
4967-4105 if you want to have a vent this Feel Good Friday and let us know where in your world are the dumb speed limits that, you know, somebody should probably take a look at. And we have prizes.
That we do. Everyone that gets on the show, everyone here, gets a double to New FM's advanced screening of Freelance at Event Cinemas Glendale on the 8th of November. You get to see it before everyone else. It's going to be a great movie. We're going to be there. It's fantastic,
well, that's
right?
It. We've said it before, but I'll say it again. They actually do pamper you a little bit. bit. Like, the red carpet's normally out as you walk into the cinema. There's a photo wall, so you get your photo with, you know, whoever you've gone with up on the socials. It's a bit of a night of nights,
yeah,
I suppose.
That's right. So this is your chance to, I guess, vent
and be rewarded.
And be rewarded for venting.
All right.
Shall we see who's on the phone?
Yeah, let's go to Wall's End first. Morning, Alison. Do you think there's a lot of illogical speed zones in town?
No, absolutely not. And if I had my way, they would all be put up by at least 10k an hour.
They're all too slow.
The Alison rule of thumb,
yeah.
Whatever speed limit there is now, just add 10 to it, plus whatever it is.
All right, to East Maitland, Adrian, is there a speed limit that's annoying you?
Not so much annoying me, but it was hilarious to watch.
Okay.
What happened?
Schoolies Week 2001.
Yeah.
A group of anonymous Muppets, shall we say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Relocated a 60k an hour sign onto the beach.
Right.
And then a road work ahead sign about 20 metres down the road.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of frightening to watch four-wheel drivers flying down this beach.
Oh,
because they think it's the trouble.
All there's roadworks in the middle of the beach. There is not, because it's a beach, and that's not where roadworks happen. Naughty kids on schoolies, isn't it?
They're creative. You can at least go give them that, I suppose. Yeah. Never heard that before.
Another one that winds me up is Industrial Drive. Why have they cut half of it to 60?
Yeah, I don't know.
Should be 80 all the way. It's just suddenly, there's no rhyme or reason to it. Suddenly it's 60. Outrageous.
We did put this up on the socials as well. Plenty of good suggestions on there. Lots of people venting about Honeysuckle. Lots and lots. Probably a note for the council there. They might want to review that one.
It's actually so painful when you're driving it. Yeah. I can't even articulate.
It's
for
ridiculous.
Sure, Esplanade as well is also 30Ks.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be.
And there's lots of others as well. I mean, if you want to keep talking about this, go to our Facebook page and you can add your thoughts there.
Council might be watching. Fingers crossed.
We can only hope.
The Novos.
New FM. Feel good Friday. I don't know about
you, but I feel good. And family, this weekend, the Jets are playing their home opener of the season.
Yes.
So excited. It feels like forever since we last played at McDonald Jones. Now, the squads, not quite confirmed yet. The stretcher bearers, however, they're out. Got a text this morning. Stephen, in for both games.
Yes. Come on! Stephen, stretcher bearer update. I'm excited for it.
So am I. I'm so thrilled. We've got so many people excited this year to volunteer, so there's such big numbers.
Mm.
It's a bit worried I wouldn't get a gig. But not only have I got a gig for the opening game, which is the men's game, but I've got a gig for the main attraction after that, which is the ladies' play.
Excited.
So, like we said, a double header, and in a bit of a change, the men are playing the curtain raiser game for what is going to be the main spectacle. The women are trying to break the attendance record for
A-League
women's.
Come on, the girls.
We need to try and get there. So it's happening like Sunday arvo / evening. If you've got, you know, you're sitting around at home thinking, what am I going to be doing? You're going to be at the Jets. Get there. Let's try and be part of history and break this record on Sunday.
I love it.
And we're going to be updating you with all of the other things you can do this weekend. Our picks with the Novos Weekend Guide up next.
After this, we are doing What's the Goss with Scott Chippy from Pell. What's coming up?
Lots and lots of love goss today. The rumour mill is circling about who a new couple could be. Were these guys ever a couple? You'll find out all the details next.
Ooh. I'm excited for that. Hello.
The Novos Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
That's like a bed and an intro.
Yeah.
Woo, watch your wall. So obviously the big event of the weekend, we've already spoken out just then, the Jets versus the Western Sydney Wanderers.
Come on.
Happening at 3 p.m. The men kick off, the women at 5:30. Make sure you get there. Ticks are only $25.
Yeah.
So you can get there and go and make sure that the girls break that record. It's going to be great. Another doubleheader happening this weekend. Personal favourite of mine, the Roller Derby on Sunday. It's the last bout of the year. So they're taking on the Southside Derby Dolls. Juniors kick off at 5, seniors at 7. Get along to that. That's happening at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre on Saturday night.
It would be fun.
The big event, of course, we've been talking about a week. Bitter and Twisted happening at the Maitland Jail.
Oh, come on.
Pro tip. Sunday is family day. Kids under 17 go free. So you just need to buy tickets for yourself and, of course, make sure you still have a designated driver home because your seven-year-old can't actually drive you home.
Top tip from Cam.
Another event happening all weekend is the Let's Surf Lake Mac Pro Junior. So this is part of the World Junior Tour. Of surfing, and it's happening at Lake Mac this weekend. So there's going to be heaps and heaps of really great young surfers taking part of the action there. Diwali, which is the Hindu Festival of Lights, is coming up next week.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. That is good.
And the first major event that's ever been held for Diwali for Newcastle is happening this Saturday. It's happening at the Maitland Town Hall, and it looks like that's going to be really good as well. Lots of live music as per usual. My pick of the gigs is Boom Crash Opera and Bachelor Girl. You boys are looking at me blankly.
Yeah, what's that?
What are they?
Two really big bands. One of the 80s, one of the 90s.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that sounds great. Where's that at?
So Boom Crash Opera was like, you know, kind of that In Excess, Screaming Jets kind of era.
I have heard that name before.
I'm sure you have.
They're I have heard that name before.
That's happening at the Toronto Hotel on Saturday night, kicking off at 7:30. Lots of markets on too. My pick is the Morissette Shop and Feast Markets, which is happening on Saturday from 9 until 2. It's the first time they've ever held these ones.
Ooh.
So get along and support it.
I like anything with feast in the name. That sounds fantastic.
I'm going to put a bigger long list up on the website. We are going to do it this week.
Yes. Okay, well, there you go. So there, if you're, you know, listen up, kids. If on the weekend you're moping around going, Mom, Dad, I'm bored, no excuse. Kath's sorted you out. There's plenty to go do, plenty to go see. So make sure you get out there and explore this beautiful region that we have in our backyard.
The Novos. What's the goss? UFM.
All right, Scott, what have you got for some romance in the air?
Yes, we're talking all things love today in What's the Goss. News is kicking about Louis Tomlinson and Harry Styles, obviously former One Direction bandmates.
Yeah, these rumours have been circulating for years and years.
Yeah, but I've never heard them before. I'm a 1D stan from way back when. I stand by the fact, and I've said it before, that I reckon the best thing One Direction did was break up. But if One
Direction... Can't be that much of a stand.
No. But if they had a reunion tour, I'd be front and centre, first line.
Because
first in line.
Out of all the posters of them that you've got, which one is your favourite?
Oh, just the one of Harry by himself, shirtless, right. Mate. That's the
one I like too.
Well, it's probably Louis' favourite one as well, if the rumours are correct.
Well, the rumour is, for anyone that doesn't know, which I didn't know, is that apparently Louis Tomlinson and Harry Styles, there are rumours that they dated.
Yeah, for a bit while they were in the group together.
Yeah, and it's got something to do with the chicken parmigiana or a chicken snitty or something. Anyway, these rumours have been kicked about for years and years and years, and finally Louis Tomlinson has had enough.
Right.
He's had enough. Somebody's come out and asked him on Twitter, Louis, how do you make chicken parmesan? Maybe it's parmesan or whatever it is.
Mm.
And that's got something to do with their dating history. And Louis just snapped and was like, these rumours are ridiculous. They're not true. They're all conspiracies. Everyone needs to pretty much just throw the chicken away. Done.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, okay.
Interesting. It's very defensive, though.
But whether they did or they didn't, hey, kudos to them. But, yeah, that was the rumour mill going wild over these two One Direction lads.
I've heard these rumours before, but I admit I have no idea what chicken's got to do with any of these rumours. That is news to me.
Feels like some sort of code, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, the people that were behind the conspiracy theories were called the Larrys because it was Louis and Harry together.
Yeah,
and I was like, what a terrible name. Anyway, so moving on with, or still on the love theme. Now, it was only a matter of weeks ago, we were talking about Sophie Turner and her split with Joe Jonas.
Yes, I remember.
So Sophie Turner has been spotted doing the old tonsil tickle with a British aristocrat. Now, first and foremost, I had to Google what aristocrat means.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, he's rich, pretty much.
He's fancy.
He's fancy, he's rich, he's a handsome property developer, their words, not mine, has dated royals before, is a descendant from the Pearson family, who I've never heard of. Peregrine Perry Pearson, that name ring any bells?
No, should it?
I don't know. I've heard of
a Peregrine Falcon. I think that's the type of bird.
Yeah, it'd be something different. That's not this bloke, but he's been spotted doing the old...
tonsil hockey.
The old tonsil hockey with Sophie Turner. This is in Paris, the city of love.
Oh, that is the city of love.
Well, she was there for the Rugby Union World Cup. And so she was doing some hosting and stuff over there. And, yeah, they apparently were meeting up and hanging out with friends and lots of laughing, as they say.
They've been papped, have they?
They have been papped. Look, she's wearing a big red cap. And so you're like, oh, yeah, I'm assuming it's her. But, again, it's paparazzi. They're going to take things. They'd know. They'd definitely know better than I would.
As hard as divorce is, it's good to see that she's, you know, happy.
Finding love again, you know, because that's what we love here at the Novos.
Of course we do.
And to hear all those good stories on a Feel Good Friday, good stuff indeed.
I'm warm and fuzzy.
It's New FM.
The Novos. New FM.
All right, this is your chance to get your hands on $100 worth of Singo's meat. And this is not your, you know, Rissol meat tray. You can pick anything you want. It's a voucher.
Well, it could be Rissol's if you really love Rissol's.
Yeah. You could also treat yourself to some fillet, perhaps, or some lamb chops.
Treat yourself. Singo's lowest prices and highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. And like you said, $100 worth of free meat could be coming your way. What are you going
to
do?
All right, call up 4967 4105 and play Would I Lie to You. The way this works is both you, Stephen, and myself will be pretending or saying that we have an item in front of us. Mm-hmm. Only one of us, though, is telling the truth. So your job is to figure out who is telling the truth. So 4967 4105, if you'd like to, I guess, put on your detective hat and try and work out who's telling the truth behind the scenes. You can ask questions and stuff like that. You get it right and you get $100 worth of free meat. Perfect timing for your weekend, right?
Stunning. It's going to be an absolute belter.
Let's go to Martin's Creek. Good morning, Elise. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Just for getting on the air, you've already picked up a double pass to come and see Freelance with us next week, but we'd like to give you $100 worth of meat thanks to Singo's. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, awesome. Let's do it.
All right. Do you know how to play? Do you know the rules?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All over it by the sounds of it.
All right. Who's going first?
I'll go first my pitch. All right, Elise. So what I've done after the weeks of ridicule and being bullied, I finally decided to, I guess I'm trying to shake the allegations of being cheap as well. I've bitten the bullet and I bought myself some new football boots. So I've got some Adidas football boots. They're black on black. They're called, here we go, the Adidas X Speed Portals. If that doesn't improve my performance, I know what will. And I like them as well because they've got, like, instead of the hard plastic around kind of like the heel part, it's got that, like, kind of soft, elasticy, almost sock material, which slips over your foot.
They sound fake.
They sound very comfortable is what they do. So I've got my brand new Adidas X Speed Portal boots in studio, Elise.
All right, there you go. That's Stephen's pitch. Now, Elise, a few weeks ago we played this same game, Would I Lie to You, and we played with a lady called Kate, and here's what happened. I'm just going to play a little bit of this as a setup, okay? What I've got in front of me is a Colin Mason mortar and pestle, right? And then I even, you know, purportedly had this mortar and pestle, and I'll just rub them together so you can have... Hang on, let me turn this music down for you so you can listen properly, right? Here we go. Now, Elise, what I'd done there was just grab two bits of metal out of the studio and rub them together, just faking it. But today, I've brought in a real mortar and pestle.
Oh, here we go.
Have a listen to this. That's me rubbing it together. Now, that is what I've got in front of me. Now, Elise, it's back to you. You can ask some questions first to Stephen.
No, have this in mind, Elise. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. That sounds the exact same. That's outrageous.
I didn't want to play because I suck at this game, and each time I was playing, you know, I was wrong, basically, or the people talking to me didn't believe me. But on this particular occasion, I am neutral. Elise, do you have any questions for either of the boys?
Yeah, how often do you play football, Stephen?
Oh, so they'll be dual use, I suppose, because through the summer period, I use them for, like, five-a-side. I play soccer, which is on, like, this synthetic turf, so you use boots. Whereas in winter, I actually play AFL. So they'll get used all year round. So during the summer, once a week. During winter, two or three times a week.
Right. I'm just going to go on a whim here and... Stephen, I think you might be lying to me.
Okay, so just to confirm, you think that Crevo does in fact have the mortar and pestle in front of him?
Yeah, I'm going to go with
Crevo. All right. Okay. Locked in.
That means...
We
You're our winner. Congratulations. I wouldn't let you down, Elise. I brought in the mortar and pestle because I knew today you'd get the singos, mate. Well done. That's all yours. The singos,
awesome,
right?
Thanks so much, guys.
You're very welcome indeed.
And, of course, we'll have more meat up for grabs next Feel Good Friday, all thanks to singos. Fill your fridge, freezer and bellies with great weekly special now at Singos Butchery in Broadmeadow. Officially knock-off time for us.
Yes!
How good is that? We are at the weekend, and I'm very excited because Rhys Maston is playing in Newey tonight. He's at the Stag and Hunter. I've got tickets. Crevo, you've got tickets.
Yep.
I think Chippy has even got tickets.
Yes, the Chipmeister.
We're all going to be there, and one man who's hopefully there as well has joined us on the line. Rhys Maston himself. Morning, Rhys. How are you?
Morning, what's going on?
Oh, mate, we are very excited for the gig tonight. Playing at the Stag. Doors at 8 o'clock, I believe. Some tickets still available?
Yeah, there's a few left, but I think we're not too far off. I think there's about 20 tickets left. So.
Oh, you want
to... Get in there fast.
Yeah, get in fast. So, well, this thing's going to sell out for sure. Now, you're pumped up for it. Are you in Newcastle now or still on the way?
No, I've just woken up in Wollongong, so
okay.
I'm
going
to head down to the van and... track on through.
Proper rock star life, that is.
Are you going to stay here the night as well and then soak up some of Newey over the weekend?
Yeah, we're staying the night, but we're always coming through Newcastle, but we never really get to stay, so...
That'll be good.
Yeah, the only thing we did do last time we were there, the last couple of times we've been there, is go to the Stag for some food. So when we were booking this run, we're like, well, we always ended up there for the food. You know, so let's do it.
Two birds, one stone. Celebrity watch here in Newey. Now, if you are maybe unfamiliar, because this is a bit of a blast of the past for a lot of people like myself, songs like Goodnight, Shut Up and Kiss Me, Rockstar, songs of my childhood, I assume all going to be played tonight, Rhys?
You're making me sound real old here.
No, I would never do that. Not on purpose.
Yeah, no, we're excited.
Yeah.
New stuff as well?
Man, it's a massive show. We've got all of the hits, and it's a big old party, this one, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Is there going to be some new music as well that people may be not so familiar with?
Yeah, it's just a collection of stuff, but we've just made sure there's nothing really slow. There's no really moments to... Put it this way, you've got to pick your moments to go to the bar.
Love that. Fantastic. Well, tonight at the Stag, get your last few tickets before they sell out. Only 20 left. They'll go quickly.
They're available on Oztic as well if you're looking to get involved. Very few tickets left. You'll see us there. You'll see Rhys there. Going to be a big night. Lots of fun. I cannot wait. Thanks for joining us.
See you then. Have a great one.
See you guys.
Bye. Oh, there he is. What an absolute legend. That is us done for today, which is brilliant. But the winning does not finish with us.
Certainly does not.
More freelance tickets still to give away throughout today, which is brilliant. And also, still more Bitter and Twisted passes to give away as well.
We'll have the final one this afternoon.
Oh, get on that. All right. Well, we'll catch you on Monday.
Bye. See you then.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to The Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.